Hey, welcome, welcome. Getting started with the first ever Mind Body Business live broadcast. Setting up a couple more streams here. Hang with me for just a moment. And I have a great, great inaugural show for you. I did not even plan or send out notification. Hey, hey. How are you doing out there in Periscope land? I am also on Facebook Live times two, and we'll be putting this on a brand new podcast. And that is a topic for tonight that some of you might be interested in. And that would be coming in as someone that I interview. I love interviewing entrepreneurs and folks that make profound changes in other people's lives. And I'm looking forward to seeing which of you is going to step up to the plate, get out of your comfort zone, and raise your hand and say, hey, Brian, I want to be interviewed. For now, this is going to be a solo show, This is the Mind Body Business Show brought to you by my company, Reach Your Peak, LLC, as you see there, in association with Global Fitness Club. And that's what it's all about, mindset. When it comes to advanced mindset techniques and tools, I've taught about these from stage at my two-day signature live events called the Reach Your Peak Summit. And when it comes to mindset, one of the biggest and baddest and greatest tools you could ever implement and employ as a strategy in your life is something called NLP, which stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming. I would encourage you to Google that. And find out what you can on that. And definitely, with any and all questions, just hit me up directly. The best method to hit me up is on Facebook. I'm at Brian Carl Kelly with a C. Brian Carl with a C. Brian, B-R-I-N, Carl Kelly is my username on Facebook. You'll see many Brian Kellys out there. That's why I make that distinction. Just messenger me or friend me. I'm really close to my 5,000 limit, which is pretty cool, I gotta admit. which means I have a large reach, though, for you that want to be interviewed. I have a large reach on Facebook, Twitter. I lost count. I didn't look right before firing this up, but on the order of 60,000 plus followers on Twitter. Started that one long before Facebook, obviously. Also going to be, again, recording this for podcast distribution as well. So really looking forward to, and I'm rubbing my nose and eyes a lot. I've got some interesting allergies hitting me right before coming on. This wasn't planned. I didn't send out any notices ahead of time. Just wanted to get going and get the first one out. But I do have an actual topic to talk about. Become an avid reader, and it's something I highly recommend you do. And you've probably heard that before from other people. I had. And there's a backstory to that. I'll tell it another day. But I did not become an avid reader for quite some time after being told by someone who had achieved the level of success that I wished to that I desired to achieve. Years. I waited years to become an avid reader and since have been devouring unbelievable, amazing books. And real quick, reachyourpeaklibrary.com. Just go to reachyourpeaklibrary.com. There you will find it's close to 40 books that I have personally read that have all made a significant impact on my life. 40 books. And that's been in a relative short period of time. My preferred method of reading has become via Audible. So audiobooks. I'm able to listen to them when I'm in the car. That's when I'm all by myself most often, and I'm able to really concentrate and listen and ingest the information. And it's really made a huge impact. And recently, I've been reading a book by a guy by the name of Willie Jolly. And the only reason I even realized who he was or knew he existed was I listened to Les Brown. In fact, this was just a couple of weeks ago. It was a live stream on Facebook. Les Brown was on stage. And Les Brown is he's 70, I don't know exact numbers, 71, 72. And he's still one of the most amazing, thought-provoking speakers on the planet, bar none. And as he was speaking, he talked about not just one, but two authors from Stage that he endorsed, highly recommended, and one of them was Willie Jolly. And so I've been listening to his book, and it's a phenomenal book, and it will soon be on reachyourpeaklibrary.com. I only put them up there when I have finished them, and not until then, because I want to make sure that I vetted them personally. But what Willie Jolly says that is really resonating with me, especially for me personally recently, is a great saying that he came up with is called a setback. A setback is a setup for a comeback. And it's about the whole idea of, you know, we all face challenges in our lives, day in and day out. Life itself is challenging. Life is a struggle. Life is also very amazing. It's both. There isn't a single person on this planet that does not go through struggle or challenges. Even the most successful of the most successful, who look like they have all their stuff together, and everything you see about them is big smiles and look at my beautiful car, and you know everything's going swimmingly for them. I guarantee you, as a human being, they have also not only gone through challenges and struggles, they are currently going through them, as all of us are. And the beautiful thing about what Willie Jolly really, really sets in motion in my mind and in minds of those readers are that, you know, it's all about how you react to those setbacks. So is a setback something you're going to look at and say, well, that's just, I'm done. You know, that setback happened, so I'm going to give up. I'm going to throw in the towel. I had this great idea for this business, this venture, or something that was going to make life better. But you know what? That one setback hit me. I'm done. Or maybe there's an alternative. Maybe that is just the next step to your growth pattern. You see, everything is about getting out of your comfort zone. And I've taught this from Stage personally, and it's so true. The more you can become uncomfortable, the quicker you will grow, and the quicker you will achieve the success you desire and the success you deserve. Because I truly believe you deserve success. Every person, I mean, Les Brown says, you have greatness in you. I love that. I love that because every one of us does. Every one of you has greatness in you. What a perfect quote. We, you know, human beings are remarkable and have incredible, unlimited capabilities, in my personal opinion. And you are one of them. So it's all about how you react to situations. And so just to give you a personal backdrop, recently, some things have been happening. Some crazy things have been happening to me personally. And they've been setbacks, in all honesty. One of them was a little while ago, I really got a phenomenal tip, suggestion from someone I consider to be one of my mentors, a brilliant guy. He's one of those Midas touch people. You know, if he touches it, it turns to gold. Just because he is, oh gosh, there's so many authors I can quote on this, but Grant Cardone describes him as the 10X rule. This guy goes 10X on everything, and I love him. And he gave me the greatest advice, and he said, step back from what you're doing, Brian, and concentrate on your core competency. For me, what he was saying to step back from was the speaking business, the seminar industry. I had just finished my third live event, two-day live event, and to lead up to that, I was doing meetups, four meetups a month, so one per week, in different cities nearby, but some were, well, not all of them were nearby. One was in San Diego, which for me was a 3+ hour drive one way, and I did that every month. Loved it. It was very taxing, took a lot of energy. And he asked all the right questions. And the bottom line was, when all was said and done, the suggestion was, without even saying it, was basically, Brian, pause that. You'll come back to it. Pause it. Come back to it after you have gone after your core competency and put something together in those realms. And my core competency, I think he nailed it, was the tech industry. Technically savvy, I love automation, website building, etc. I just don't want to do it myself personally. I want to outsource it. And so that's, you know, I'm in the process of building that empire. It's all about building blocks, and the speaking part will come back. That is my passion, and it's about putting the pieces together that will support the speaking, that, because everything I speak about will include what I'm building, if that makes sense. I don't want to go too much into that. And then one of those other pieces is something I put together called the 90 Days to Peak Performance. And this isn't about me, or I'm not selling a thing. I kid you not. I'm not selling anything. Please understand that. What I wanted to just give you is some personal background on setbacks that have occurred recently. And one was the 90 Days to Peak Performance. I had hired a marketing team, spent thousands, literally thousands of dollars, thought I had the solution. Really was confident in that I had found a solution in this group. And this is not to point fingers at anyone. I'm not going to name names either. And did everything in both of our powers to make it work. After 4 months, it didn't work out. I wasn't getting the traction I needed. I got one client who then later decided that they wanted to skip out early and not finish the 90-day program. And again, no finger pointing. I mean, it was a two-way street. It wasn't a fit both ways. But it was, you know, these blows were coming left and right. And, you know, I'm thinking, man, you know, I'm trying to put together the big dream, the big three-part piece of the puzzle here. So then I went all the way back to my core competency, the tech side, where I built a marketing system, an automated online landing page marketing system is the name I gave it, a concept I came up with probably 8 or 9 years ago. It's a long story. I won't go down that path right now. I've built it for, I believe, 4, maybe 5 different MLM companies. Started out just building it for myself and my downline. I was deeply involved in MLM in the past. I am a former co-owner of an MLM company from 2000 to 2006. I co-owned a company called eTravel Plus. So I'm well-versed in the MLM industry. That didn't make it. Learned a ton from it. I don't look at the negative. I look at the positive. And so I came up with this system, and it gained traction. A CEO actually flew me out back east, picked me up in a limo. We cut a deal. It was going to be over $1 million a year. Easy. And then less than 2 months later, that entire company folded and closed its doors. That's a boo-hoo story for some. It was a learning story for me. And then since then, 3 more MLM companies, as I built these systems and stood them up, they all caught wind and said, shut them down. And so those were setbacks. And then recently, after 7 years after one of the main ones, the last one, that did not happen, did not come to fruition. So we just got ready to fire it up, and we had another setback. And the people that were interested in it have said, you know what, we want to put a pause on it. And so ultimately what that ends up being is a 30-day pause. It's okay. Everything's good. It's going to happen. It's just on pause. And so I'm looking at, I'm one of those guys that if something's ready to go, I got to go now. And I'm going to go 100%. And if I don't have something to go 100% with, I'm not fulfilled. And so here I am standing with 3 things that I had juggling in the air. And now none of them can be nurtured. There's really no sense in putting more. They're ready to go. It's just a matter of turning the crank. And now it's being patient and waiting 30 days for certain marketing aspects to take hold. And that's a whole other story I'm not going to get into. The beautiful thing is, as Dr. Willie Jolly said, a setback is a setup for a comeback. And so I've had 3 setbacks. Those are all setups for a comeback. Another thing I've always known I should do is write a book. And this 30-day time is giving me that time to finally give myself the excuse to write my own book. And I'm so excited. And so I started thinking about, you know, going back to, well, how do I do that? I've been through certain trainings and sessions where do I start? I already have the idea. I know what I want to write about. There will be no lack for words in this book. And what I'm currently calling it is the F myth. F as in Frank. I'm not going to say what that stands for just yet. Subtitle is Mind Body Business, as you see on the screen right now. Mind Body Business. And it reminded me of going back to an old friend of mine that I learned a lot from, who's a marketing genius in his own right. And I have some materials from this gentleman. I also attended a live workshop on the subject of writing your own book. And I just want to give a quick shout out to my good old friend, Craig Duswalt, Rockstar System for Success. He holds pretty large seminars twice a year, typically. I used to help out with some of his seminars. I've been involved in his seminars, and one way or another, I think it was four, maybe five times. He holds, again, two a year. And so it came complete, and I pulled it out. I dug it out of my drawer, and it comes complete with the whole system. And just researching, you know, how do I start? How do I get organized? I already started writing. You can't see it on the screen, on my whiteboard in the back. And it's time. And now we're going to, you know, take this to the next level. And I'm looking forward to getting that done. Because a book, I've seen so many of my colleagues, once they've finished writing their book, so many doors open, interviews open, everything opens, and it's time. It's time. How long have we been on? I'm going to see if I can check to see if there's a... I don't see that. I'll have to bring up Facebook Live itself to see where we're at. Just wanted, as part of this, also I wanted to bring up the topic of interviews. One of the biggest launching pads, if you will, of any business or any person, and get to build their platform, as Rich Frischman would say from Author 101 University, is building your platform is very important, and that is to become, you know, to get exposure in any way and all ways. So standing, you know, speaking on stage is one. Interview on radio is another. Interview on podcasts. Guest speaking on stages. Holding your own events on stages. For some, that's quite daunting in the beginning. So what about getting interviewed by someone else, i.e. yours truly, to take people down the path of understanding and learning who you are, what you're about, what value do you offer, and basically have someone else, again, i.e. me, project and present you to the world instead of you presenting yourself. So third party, if you will, testimonials, which that isn't what this is, but you get the idea, are far more powerful than if they come from you directly. And it's something I had embarked on with a business partner some years ago, and I'm looking to revive that in a sense. This is not going to become, the mind-body business is not going to become 100% interview-based, but it will include interviews. Does that make sense? And so I will be putting together a questionnaire form. It's not together yet. All I want to do now is find out who's interested. If you have a business, if you serve the community, if you bring value, and you want to spread the word about what you do, and it fits with the moniker of the three most vital elements anyone must master to become successful. And that is mind, the mindset at a deep level. Body, that is take care of your body, fitness, nutrition, and business. All of the things that go into business, there's so many. Marketing, closing, hiring, scaling, systematizing, a lot goes into the business side as well. One without any of the other two, it's like a tripod. If you put up a tripod, you have mind, you have body, you have business, three legs. I'll make a graphic of this later, maybe. Take away one of those legs, and what happens to the tripod? Down it goes. All three are equally as important to each other in the whole equation. And if you think you resonate with, and it can be any one of those is fine. If you have a fitness business, body, perfect. If you're a nutritionist, perfect, body. If you are an NLP expert, hypnotherapist, EFT, the list goes on and on. There are other types of mindset, tools, techniques. You're a candidate. Business, if you're successful in business and you have proven methods to help people, in marketing, in closing sales. I mean, think of Grant Cardone and his series of books. If you have any part of those nailed down, then I would be interested in interviewing you. If you're interested, just type in the comments. If you're on Facebook, if you're on Periscope, go ahead and type in the comments there. I'd recommend that you come on over to Facebook first and look me up and hit me on private message or find this live recording there. But either way, I'll look for the Periscope if you have comments there. If you're interested, I would love to have you to add value. What it's about for me personally is to add value to you. It's not a sales pitch. This is not a pitch-a-thon. I haven't pitched a thing. I would recommend you go to reachyourpeaklibrary.com. Not a pitch. Just reachyourpeaklibrary.com because it has a wealth. Well, let's see. Can I do this? I'm going to give it a shot. Oh, looky there. It's working. Cool. So this is a screenshot of reachyourpeaklibrary.com. It's a creation of my own because there's a story, a backstory, and I won't tell it here. It's all told right here if you click on the video button there. Or you can simply read it. That's basically what I say in the video. You can do either. And beneath it are it's near 40 books, I believe, that I have read that have had profound impact on me. And you'll notice, and they're in no particular order, although I did start out by putting all of the ones I read by Grant Cardone. The dude had massive influence on me by reading all of these. One of which is the 10X Rule. That is probably the most popular that you hear about. They're all incredible books. Incredible books. As we go down, here is one by my friend and mentor I just caught up with. Oh my gosh, I was so happy. He used to live in Southern California. They have since moved to Nashville, Tennessee, pursuing another business venture that is phenomenal and exciting. This man changed my life, Mel Cutler. Big boom. Oh my gosh, get that book. Get that book. And here you see there's a paperback and a Kindle version. Just click on the appropriate button that fits your desire. There is an audio version of that if you want that. Give me a shout out and I'll find a way to get it to you. Jump, Steve Harvey. It just goes on and on. On and on and on. All of these I've read, every one of these I personally vetted and say, you know what? Oh, Leaders Eat Last. That's a great one. They're all great. Five Levels of Leadership. A lot of great stuff on leadership. The Obstacle is the Way. Goodness sakes. Think and Grow Rich. That's one of the most popular. The E-Myth Revisited by Michael E. Gerber. I met him in person. It was a great, great day. In fact, I met him in person when I was actually helping man a booth for Mr. Deswalt at a different event. Interesting. So I'll have an episode on that about just showing up over and over and over. 4-Hour Work Week. It just goes on and on. And the Four Agreements. Man, this is gold. This is gold. And what I've done, and these are just my personal library of books. And by the way, you click on these, you buy them. I put an affiliate link to them. And I read that Amazon is taking that away. It's fine. It's fine with me. Go get these books. Whether I make, you know, even if I made money on these, I don't know if it's even more than a dollar. I honestly don't think it would be much. But I just learned the habit of no matter what I do, if I'm going to present it, that I put an affiliate link, if it's possible to do so, in everything I do on every website. But this is not money driven. This is not I can't think of the right word. It's not about making money off of these books. I kid you not. Get the Life You Want. Oh, Richard Bandler. Oh my gosh, one of the co-creators of NLP. Read his stuff. Absorb it. Oh, Living with a Seal. One of my all-time favorites. Not only is it impactful, it's also entertaining. Unbelievable. Unbelievable what happened. Extreme Ownership. So Living with a Seal is about a seal who's military, right? And then here we have more U.S. Navy SEALs. And you see this commonality happening. Strategies. These are people, in this case, these are Navy SEALs that came out and then crushed it in the business world. And they give their, Total Recall. Man, talk about it. Entrepreneur's entrepreneur. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Love him or hate him. The man has crushed it. Barely spoke English. What a story. Awesome read. Highly recommend. Unbelievable. How to hire people. Unbelievable. Phenomenal. Got that tip from AJ Rivera, who is a fitness guru, but also a very astute businessman who recommended this to his tribe, and I picked it up immediately. Also, the Perfect Day Formula, also recommended by AJ Rivera. Thank you. And Eat, Stop, Eat. Oh, if you want to lose weight, this is the number one way to do it. And the Traveler's Gift is a fiction story that is, to me, what I got from it as I was listening to it was, it was kind of like, it was just very similar to, I want to find it so we can get the graphic for you, Think and Grow Rich. It had a lot of the same similar aspects to it. And it was done in parable form. It was a fictional story, but done in such a way that it kept me captivated. There was a lesson behind it. It was phenomenal. And it was about seven major things that you can do to become successful in life, period. And so that's that. Just want to do a quick live. I still haven't gotten over to where I should be to see how long this is going. I'll go to my profile and make sure I mute real quick to ensure. I just don't want to go too long. I want to make this inaugural one slow. Okay, there we go. So we've been on 26 minutes. That's not too bad. And I'd love to see what you think, hear what you have to say. I see we've had quite a few on there. Andre, Simino, Dave Smieski, Fred Becerra. Thanks, guys, for coming on. I'm going to add a few little nice things to this where we will see likes and, you know, loves and all that good stuff in real time on this video because it is being recorded. It will be repurposed. That's another thing we'll talk about in the future. Repurposed for business purposes to help. And this isn't just for me. All this will be tips for you to learn different things that it takes to be successful in business because as Dr. Willie Jolly has been saying over and over and over again that life is a struggle. It's all about how you react to it. Every day is a struggle, if you think about it. And, you know, it's not something to dwell on and make this incredibly negative thing out of. It's to understand and recognize that, you know, so many people go on and they're on Facebook and they're on social media and you see what they're doing and they're showing their brand new car and they're showing their business, they're showing their beautiful house, they're showing their travels and you're going, dang, their life is perfect. Oh, and they have this beautiful spouse, you know, male or female, either way. It's like they have it made and what's wrong with me? My life screwed up. Well, guess what? Every single one of us goes through the same stuff. You guys are going to see something else, didn't you? Same stuff. I'm going to see if this side shot works. You let me know how this works. Having fun. Side cam. See how much. Oh, yeah. That's good. That's good. And the reason I wanted to bring this up is I got this picture. So we just. I love it. I love it. Passion, baby. Passion. So that's what I see when I turn the corner to sit down at this desk every day, and I love that. We just cleaned up. I'm actually sitting in my daughter's former bedroom, and she has been away now for several years. She went to college, San Diego State University, loved that place, and she graduated and now is still living there. And it came time to repurpose this room because it wasn't being used, so basically took out her bed and a lot of her stuff, and it was kind of an emotional moment, I will kid you not. But now I have my own office with a closed door. I used to be in a loft sharing the office space with my wife, and it got to be, you know, it was great, but if she worked extra time or I got to where I wanted to do a live video feed and she's on the phone, I can't do it. I just can't do it. And so now I can. And that's why Mind Body Business is coming to fruition, because, you know, just taking what is available right there in front of my face and being flexible and changing it. And it took some time. It was a lot of effort to convert this room. Still have some painting to do. It still has some feminine touches, if you will. So just to be 100%. I gotta change it. To be transparent, let you know what's going on, because a lot of people won't show you their little studio. Let's see, I want to do that one. See, that's just a backdrop back there. It's not a wood panel wall, but everything is yellow. In fact, I'll wheel it, if I can get enough cord, I'm going to wheel it around, and you'll see. There it is. That's our daughter's name, Megan. So, little fun stuff when she was younger that was painted here. We had some custom paint done. And just let you know what and there were other things that were up that we've cleaned up. There was a lot of cool stuff that she had, great memories, and took pictures of it all to ensure that we didn't lose it. But that's about it, guys. I just wanted to give this inaugural shout out. Let me know if it's of interest for you to be interviewed. I will vet you if I have not met you in person. If I have met you in person and you know me and you're an entrepreneur, then odds are you're already in. So what are you waiting for? Reach out, because this is going on Facebook Live, at least there's not just one Facebook page, several simultaneously onto my profile, which I have near 5,000, the limit. Twitter, over 60,000. Via Periscope. It's going on YouTube when it's done, and podcasts. When the recording is complete, I will upload it to a brand new podcast. So there will be lots and lots and lots of exposure and for you. So shout out. If you have something in the mind, body, or business realm, let me know. That's about it. That's all I had for today. Let me check my notes. Yeah. So be sure to go to reachyourpeaklibrary.com, where you can see all that wonderful awesomeness that you see right there. All those books, just tons and tons of great, great books. And here's the key, and I just play this video. Just play the video and understand that, you know, this is it. The number one reason for lack of success is not simply a lack of reading books, but it's a lack of reading the right books. And are you reading any books right now? I wasn't reading anything. I mean, until a few years ago, several years ago. And then I started. I had two influencers in my life. And the first of which is in the story in that video. So I won't repeat that. The second is my good buddy Mel Cutler. Because he's an avid reader. And I learned to model success. Model just means copy. And it's okay. It's okay. When you were a kid and you were taking a test, and would it be okay for you to do one of these things and look at your neighbor? Back in the day when I went to school, that meant a big whap on the wrist. You know, it was like, bam. No, you can't touch kids these days. But back then, it was like, no, do not copy. And so we as adults, you know, once we became adults, it's like, you know, copying is wrong. It's an anchor. You know, you're set with the affliction. You're going to get smacked. And so now's the time to reframe that and say, guess what? The exact opposite is how. I'm not saying cheat. Please understand the difference, the distinction. Please understand that. Don't cheat. But please, by all means, copy. Copy those who are successful. There isn't a successful person walking the face of this earth that did not get help from others who were successful before them. No one's done it alone. Not 100% alone. And so that's one of the things I loved about my buddy Mel, who said, you know, it's all about, you know, just model those who are successful. And he didn't just say it. He didn't just talk the talk, he walked the walk, because I later then literally copied some of the things he was doing. And I let him know out of respect. I said, Mel, I'm doing this. I'm copying you, in some cases, word for word, as part of a product that I produce. And he said, great, that's what I want you to do. That's a rare individual that does that. And I would like to impart the same on you. So find someone who's successful. And what I like to say is grab onto both ankles and never let go of that person. As long as they're in alignment with your value system, if they're based on integrity, their ethics are up there, grab onto both ankles. Do not let go. Do so respectfully, but then learn from them. And you know what? Give something back. Help them. You know, show up, and we'll do a whole segment on that, on showing up and helping out without expecting anything in return, and just watch as the doors open. But anyway, that's our inaugural Mind Body Business show, and I look forward to seeing your feedback, your comments, your reactions. Go ahead and comment for those of you that are watching on the recording. I'd love to hear your feedback, see your feedback. Hit me up on Facebook, Brian Carl Kelly. I'm also at Global Fitness Club on, if you just search that in Facebook. And there are several other pages this is being simulcast to, as well as Periscope. And it will be on YouTube. I will shoot that link out later, plus podcast. So if you want exposure, hit me up. Let's do an interview. I'll set it up. Done many of them in the past. It'll be a blast. It'll be about an hour, and I'm not charging a dime for it. I just want to help spread value, get the word out of those that are making impact on this world. All right, that's it. I'm rambling now, so I'm going to start shutting down the live feeds. I love you all. Have a great, great evening, and we'll see you again. We're going to do this weekly. I will be, though, not able to do it next week, only because I will be out of almost the country from one coast to the other. I'll be in New York all next week. I'm in Southern California now. And so what you're seeing, what you're noticing with the nice videos and frames and transitions, that's on software on my PC at home. I won't be taking this huge beast of a PC with me. It's a big one. So I'll be picking this back up most likely the week following, and we'll make this a weekly show. Looking forward to seeing you all then. Until then, have a great, blessed day and night and blessed rest of your week. And see you back right here live in about 2 weeks' time. All right. Take care. God bless.